Welcome back to the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. In this episode, I have another debate because the last debate I did got a great response, and that was on whether or not sugar makes you fat and whether or not fat burners actually work. Now, this debate is a little bit of a different topic, but I'm interested to hear what you think. And just to give you the long and the short of it, I was on Twitter and I was speaking about menopause and fat loss, and a young woman by the name of Eloise, who lives in Australia, she replied and she said something to the effect of, do you think it's appropriate for you to be discussing menopause, especially if you are a man and you'll never go through it? Now, I thought it was an interesting point. And personally, I feel like an individual's gender shouldn't dictate whether or not they can have an educated opinion on a certain topic. But I thought it was worth discussing and having an open discussion so that you can hear it. And you can hear my thoughts as well as Eloise's thoughts, and then we can have a discussion about it as well. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. Thank you so much, Eloise, for getting on the phone and speaking with me, and I will talk to you soon. Eloise.
Hi, how are you?
I am amazing. How are you?
Yeah, good. Oh my God, your accent is so strong.
It's so funny. I love the Australian accent. So it's like, you never think of yourself having an accent.
No. Right? Do it's I like, have one?
Oh my God. Yeah. You have a super strong one. I love it though. I think the Australian accent is like, it's one of my favorites. That one. And then like the Cockney British accent I love too.
Yeah. No, yeah. But yeah, no, glad to be here. Yeah, I'm excited to answer, what we're going to talk about, the menopause.
Well,
before
we even go into it, I just want to say a huge thank you. It's relatively easy to have conversations with people that you agree with. It's not easy. It's significantly more difficult to go into a conversation in which you are almost sure you're going to be having disagreement. But I sincerely appreciate and respect you being willing to get on the phone and talk about this with me. I had someone several weeks ago, a completely different topic, but we got in a little debate on social media, and I had asked, hey, do you want to come on my podcast and talk about it? And they were like, absolutely not. Like, I wouldn't do that. And so just the fact that you're willing to have this discussion is super encouraging, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Well, thank you. Yeah, no, it's my pleasure to be here.
So basically for me, the way that I approach discussions like this is I want to find common ground. That's, I think, the most important thing. It's like, how can we find areas that we agree? And then ideally, I'd love to learn from you. Like, you have a perspective that I don't have. And maybe if I offer something good, then you can learn from me. But I really want to find the most common ground, and that's really it, and learn from each other.
Of course.
I figured what I would do is I would read the tweet. And I have it up. I'm going to read the tweet that I put up, and then your response, and then we'll just go into it from there, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Amazing. All right. So I wrote, and I'm just reading it right now. Last week, a woman in her 50s emailed me, livid, after hearing my podcast on menopause and fat loss, because I said menopause isn't stopping you from losing fat. Today, she emailed me to apologize because she tracked her calories for a week and already lost 3 pounds. And then I went on to say, the truth can hurt, especially when it kicks your only excuse out from under you, so you've got nothing to look at but you. But when you embrace it and learn from it, the sting doesn't last as long, because instead of blaming things you can't control, you're taking action on what you can. I'm going to read your response. Did you listen to that podcast by chance or no?
No, I didn't.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I did a podcast, the one on menopause and fat loss. But you replied very respectfully. You're like, I don't know, man. I stand by a lot of things that you say, but don't you think it might not be your place to tell women they can or can't lose weight due to something they can't control and also something you will never experience? And then I replied, that's a logical fallacy. Is a doctor who treats cancer only allowed to do so if they had cancer? Should a male gyno not be allowed to practice because he doesn't have a vagina? Just because someone doesn't
have or go through something doesn't mean they aren't knowledgeable. So that was the conversation that we had. And then we spoke via DM and you were more than willing to get on the phone and talk to me about it, which again, I appreciate. Yeah. So basically from that rereading of everything, is there anything that stands out to you as something you still disagree with or something that you'd want to change, or where would you like to begin with that?
I think I definitely see both sides. I know, like, I do agree with you when you say, you know, if someone wants to lose weight and see progress in their training, being in a calorie deficit will always be one of the biggest factors to that. I think in regards to women with menopause, I'm not sure that I still agree with that, just because when women go through menopause, they have lower estrogen levels. I'm pretty sure what happens when they go through that, they're inclined to want to eat more. The insulin goes up and all of that, which makes it harder for them, to lose weight. So I think my response was kind of like, I feel like it's unfair to tell someone who's going through that, to tell them, well, you just need to do that and you'll be fine, when I just feel like there's so much more to it. Does that make sense?
So I completely agree with you on many levels in terms of it is harder for them, once you go through menopause, absolutely. And I think it would be disingenuous and unfair if I were to say, well, you just got to do this and it's going to be easy or something like that. And I'm just going to, I don't know if you have my tweets pulled up or not, but if I read it again, what I said was, last week, a woman in her 50s emailed me livid after hearing my podcast on menopause and fat loss, because I said menopause isn't stopping you from losing fat. And then today she emailed me to apologize because she tracked calories for a week and already lost 3 pounds. And I know you didn't listen to the podcast, but one thing that I did say repeatedly throughout it was, it is harder for you. It absolutely is. And what I think, and like, yeah, you hungrier, and maybe your sleep is seriously impacted by it. And it is absolutely 100% harder. The point in my tweet wasn't to say that it's easy or that it's simple or anything other than it's not preventing you, if that makes sense. It's not something where, if you want to lose fat, if that's something you want to do and you're going through menopause, you don't have to feel like you can't. You don't have to feel like it's impossible. You don't have to feel like, well, it's a lost cause simply because you're going through menopause. Because a lot of people do say that. A lot of people say, like, well, you know, you're going through menopause, like, just, you know, you should just be happy with where you are. And I think that it's almost misleading and it's disingenuous. And it's like you're creating a fake reality, if that makes sense, where it's like, that's, if someone wants to, imagine if someone wanted to change and to improve or to lose fat or whatever it is, but they were just told, well, you know what, it's not worth it, you're not going to be able to. And my point with this was, and I would actually love to show you the email. This woman emailed me, and I hadn't responded to her. I hadn't gotten back to my email by the time that she had said, hey, just like, I want to apologize, I've already lost 3 pounds.
Yeah.
What was interesting is that she found it empowering, where it's like, at first she was upset because she sort of took it the same way that you did, where it's like, as though I was saying, well, it's easy and all that. But once she took the advice and took action on it, she was like, oh my God, like, I can actually do this, which is a very empowering feeling. And that's where I was coming from, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally. like, it's funny how we can just read things and interpret them differently. But that totally makes sense. And absolutely. Like, I think definitely when I read it, I just kind of thought about, all those other women that feel like, they can't do that. And I guess I probably did read it as you saying, like, all you have to do is just eat less. But obviously, that when people go through that, it's much harder. But yeah, you were just saying that it is still possible. You just have to be, like, you know, strong-willed to be able to achieve that.
100%. That is exactly right. And it's so funny because it's on social media, it's social media, especially because it's so instant and so quick. I think it's a lot of times we tend to read things. We all read things from our own perspective, obviously. Like sometimes it's easy to look at what you look at, like, the small picture of the person, so you get like a very vague idea of what the person looks like, and then you see what they're saying, and you're like, motherfucker, what do you know about this? Like, you haven't gone through this type of thing. It's like,
yeah,
but like, and that's why I love having these conversations, because I'm gonna say it again, I really appreciate you being so willing to hop on the phone, because a lot of people would just they would sort of just let this go, or like the other woman who was commenting, I don't know if you know her or not, but she was sending some like super rude tweets at me, and then she ended up blocking me.
My best friend.
Oh, got it. Okay, so I wish I still had the tweets. Like, she blocked me, so I don't see. But some of the things she was saying, I was like, it was unfortunate, because we could have a conversation this and sort of get to the bottom of it and really understand where the other person was coming from, if that makes sense. I was actually I'm really interested in the other part of what you were saying, in terms of, so we're in agreement now that I didn't say it's easy or you just have to do this. Like, we both agree it's actually harder, but it's not impossible. The other part where you were saying, because this is a big thing in politics right now, it's like, where you were saying, don't you think it might not be your place to tell women they can or can't lose weight due to something they can't control and also something you'll never experience? So we know that I wasn't saying they can't do it. But in terms of the gender aspect of this, like, do you still agree with, like, a man shouldn't be able to have an opinion about something that he might not go through?
That's a hard question.
It's a very hard question.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess it's, in a sense, like, it, yeah, that is hard. I guess in a sense, it kind of feels, it is off-putting if a man is to tell you something about a woman's body that he will never go through and that he will never experience, even if he has, like, significant research and all of that, because, you know, a lot of that research is very like, most of it is average, like, you know, everybody's body is different and will react differently to different things, so I guess to have someone that that will never, like, understand what that feels like, that will never have the side effects of what menopause is, I guess, like, that can be very conflicting, like, contradicting, but I know that, like, you don't mean it out of like, I know you mean it out of goodwill. Like, you just want to help people and, like, help them recognize that, you know, if they want to lose weight, it is still possible. And you're not trying to be that person that tells them what to do. So I think, like, if the intentions are good, I don't think it's that much of a problem.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. So, and this is actually, it's a huge conversation in politics right now, where it's like, but, like, the question that I would pose, for example, it's like, it's hard to say, like, well, if the intent is good, right? Because I don't think anybody is going to be like, well, my intent is bad, right?
Exactly.
And it really comes down to, in terms of, in as plainly as possible, even if you don't agree with what the person is saying, do you think that just because someone isn't going to go through it, that they don't have the right to have an opinion on it?
I mean, still, I think I would still stick by that. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And I respect the consistency. Let me ask you this. Do you think in that case, just flipping the scenario, so do you think that a female doctor who's gone to school for years and years and years, to study, we'll call it male reproductive hormones, specifically, like, talk about, like, maybe men who might not be able to reproduce, men who might be sterile, might not be able to have kids. Do you think that a woman should be able to have an opinion on that, even if she's, like you said, like, super educated and everything, but she'll never go through it?
Yeah, that is a good point, actually. When you ask me that, I would say, like, she's done her studies, like, she obviously knows what she's talking about. She would have the right to make a comment on that. So I guess, yeah, I guess that is pretty, that's very contradictory to what I said. But yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from. Yeah, with that.
So, I mean, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm super impressed with your ability to be objective with it and have a logical discussion because, because a lot of people would sort of find roundabout ways to be like, well, that's different because this and this. And I think that number one, just having a really nice civil conversation about it is just, it's very encouraging and pleasant. And I appreciate you. But also realizing that like, hey, you know what, like logically inconsistent to say, well, a man shouldn't be able to have opinion on that simply because he hasn't gone through it, even if he's very educated on it. But a woman would be able to have an opinion on something that she'll never go through when she's educated on it, right? So it's like basically trying to find the consistency, like what do we actually believe? If a man shouldn't have an opinion on what a woman is going through because he'll never go through it, then should a woman also not have an opinion on what a man is going through? And or is it like, hey, just because someone doesn't go through something doesn't mean that they can't be educated on it and have a great knowledge base of it and offer helpful information.
Yeah, no, that is true. When you bring that up, it does make me rethink how I first answered that. So yeah, those are good points.
Well, I honestly think you're amazing. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up or discuss about this?
No, like I think we've pretty much covered, the two main comments that pretty much sparked that whole, conversation. So yeah, not on my side. What about you?
Honestly, it's what time? It's 3:14 AM here in New York City. And
oh, really?
Yeah, no. Wow. And I saw your text. I was so excited to get on the phone with you. Really, I just want to say, I very much appreciate you. I respect you immensely. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. Before we get up, is there anything that I can help you with or do for you in any way?
I can't think of anything on the top of my head, but maybe I'll message you in a couple of days just for like some fitness tips or workout routines. Maybe something
actually,
like that.
You know what? How about this? How about and you're welcome to do that. How about I give you, and you don't have to take me up on it if you don't want to, but I would love to give you a free month in the Inner Circle, which is basically it's my membership where people I give workouts and nutrition guidelines, and the group community is really the most incredible aspect of it, where we have a private Facebook group and it's just tremendously positive and encouraging, and you get new workouts every month, new nutrition guidelines, videos. I'd be happy to give you a free month as my way of saying thank you, and any other questions you might have, I'm more than happy to answer.
Yeah, actually, that would be really great. Yeah, actually, I would love that. Thank you.
Amazing. So I have your email. What I'll do is I'll email you the code so you can get the free month. And again, thank you so much for this.
It's my pleasure, really.
there's so much like volatility. I don't even know if that's a word. There's so much like hostility and anger in politics and even in fitness and in social media these days. It's just very nice and pleasant to have a discussion like this and all the way across the world. Like, what a blessing. So really,
I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to send you that free month right now.
Thank you so much, Jordan.
Thank you. Always. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a good
bye-bye.